Anyway, today is Giving Tuesday, as it is every Tuesday at News Radio WRVA, and this is day number two of our Vision is Elementary fundraiser for Conexus Vision here in Richmond. And Tim Gresham is the CEO of Conexus. And Tim, I'm so glad to have you back and that we're doing this again this year to raise awareness for something that you all spotted years ago as a real issue in schools. And I want to give you a couple of minutes to tell us about it.
Yeah, John. Well, thanks so much for having us on today.
We
love the support that WRVA gives Conexus this time of year, and just the role that y'all play in our community is awesome. So thank you for that.
We're happy to do it.
Yeah, at Conexus, our mission is to remove poor vision as a barrier to a child's success. And it is a significant problem, particularly in some of the inner city or more poverty-rich areas. It's a significant problem. We find with our high-tech vision screening as we go into the schools that as much as 35-40% of the kids, like in elementary school, have a vision problem that is significant enough to affect their ability to learn
is
well.
Is that high?
It is. It's getting a little higher every year. There are a lot of contributing factors to that, but myopia, which is near vision, is increasing at an alarming rate with kids in the U.S., but also around the world, but particularly here in the U.S. And a lot of contributing factors for that, but it's not like it was, John, when you and I were in school, where it was maybe 10, 12, 15% of the kids may have had a vision problem. Now it's much more significant than that. Yeah.
And what do you all do? We talked to Jeff Baldwin yesterday and got a little bit of a rundown of how you've handled things in the past, but this is kind of a unique circumstance with the schools operating virtually and the fear of the virus out there.
It is. Obviously, we are a direct service organization, and that's what we're passionate about. We love to come on WRVA and talk about the problem, but we do a lot more than just talk about it. We actually go in and deliver services one-on-one to kids really all across Virginia, 34 different school divisions, about almost 60,000 kids a year. With schools going virtual, obviously it put a little bit of a chink in our armor so that it's a little difficult for us to serve kids in school when they're not there. So we are reaching a lot of kids one-on-one, kind of in outlying areas where students are back in school, either hybrid or full-time. So, I think we're in Warren County this week and down in Patrick County, and where students are in school, and we're serving those kids. But the issue that kind of came to the forefront with all of this, with virtual learning, is increased screen time for kids, on their laptops, their Chromebooks, and other electronic devices. It really creates some vision problems, and we've developed a program with our Pediatric Advisory Council to help address some of the issues of digital eye strain as it relates to increased screen time that a lot of not only students are seeing these days, but also parents that are working from home and all of us that might be spending more time on digital devices are liable to be suffering a little bit from digital eye strain. So there's some easy tips that we're providing school divisions all over Virginia for teachers and school superintendents to incorporate some of these tips into their daily learning with kids online.
I mean, that seems like it's really important for everybody to be aware of. But, as an adult, you and I, at our age, know what good vision is, and we can see it very clearly as it deteriorates. But one of the things that struck me as we've talked about this over the last couple of years is how many kids, they don't know the difference. So if they're in class and, they're three rows back, or now they're working on a computer and they can't see clearly, or it's difficult to concentrate because they can't see clearly, the first reaction that a lot of parents and teachers have is, what's wrong with you? How come you're not focusing on your studies? I mean, if you're a real jerk, you call the kid stupid. And that sets off some bad karma, some bad tidal waves that could really be negative for that child long term. And you all being able to come in and identify that problem and actually provide glasses to the kid can really turn things around. Take a student who is flunking out, who really could be on the verge of a major personal crisis long term, and change life for them. I mean, that's a remarkable achievement.
It is, and we see it every day, John. I mean, there are kids that are somehow they're making it through school with extremely poor vision, and for us to put them through our screening process, and then we bring an eye doctor into the school and order their glasses, and then go back and fit their glasses, and to see these kids see clearly for the first time in their life is just an amazing thing. It's life altering for these kids. It really does change their perspective on life, no pun intended. Their ability to see things that they otherwise just weren't seeing well. And you're right. If you're sitting in a classroom and you can't see well, and a teacher is teaching something on the board, and you're not getting it, you may not really know why you're not getting it, but you're not able to see it. Your attention is going to turn to something else. And like you said, you're either going to be labeled as somebody who's a troublemaker because you're going to do something. I mean, a third grade student that can't see what's going on in their classroom, their attention's going to go somewhere else.
They're going to act out somehow. Well, it's something that's near and dear to my heart. I told Jeff Katz, he was nice enough to have me on his program to talk about our fundraiser yesterday afternoon. And as Jeff was introducing, I was like, you know what? I forgot 3 years ago when you and I first started talking about this and bringing it to WRVA. And I don't know that I've shared this story. You know, my grandfather, Dr. John Reed, was, I think, the only optometrist in Emporia, Virginia, for the longest time. And when I would go as a kid to stay with my grandparents down in Emporia, I remember the kitchen just being, especially in the summertime, piled high with vegetables and fresh poultry and stuff. Some of the folks in Emporia who are hardworking, wonderful people, they didn't have the cash to pay for eye care. So my grandfather would still see them as the optometrist in town, and they would pay their bill with stuff from their garden or from their farm. And when we first started talking about this, it reminded me of that moment, that this is an opportunity to reach out and help people who may not have the insurance coverage or the cash to let their kids go to an optometrist or ophthalmologist, may not be able to afford these expensive glasses that are out there these days, and give them a fighting chance to compete academically. And so that's one of the reasons this is kind of a passion for me, to make sure that we give people all across the state of Virginia that opportunity to really buckle down on their studies and have a chance from the beginning to compete in life. And I just appreciate you bringing it to us here at WRVA, Tim, and all the work that you and your team put in. If you would like to donate to Conexus for Children's Vision, our Vision is Elementary program, our second year doing this here at WRVA, I hope you'll go to WRVA.com. It's on our front page right there. You can read more about Conexus and what we're doing to partner with Conexus, how they're adjusting to this weird reality we're in right now, and you can make a donation. So I hope you'll join me in making a cash donation. Doesn't have to be a big one. I mean, Tim and his team really are good stewards of the money, so you don't have to worry about being wasted. I say that having worked for a few charities over my lifetime, I always check into that to make sure that the money is being well spent. And I think that Tim and his team are good stewards of this money. And whether it's a $25 donation, or if you are flush right now and you're feeling good and you can give, a couple of $100, that would be great too. But we appreciate everybody being so supportive. And, we'll talk to you again as the week unfolds, Tim, but I hope this is going to be it's a weird fall, but I hope in some ways it'll force people to refocus, no pun intended, on what's important in education and their children's lives.
Well, that's great. We appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and You're exactly right. Any amount is helpful to us. We are known as being lean and mean and get a big bang for the buck. So
that's good.
Appreciate your listeners' support.
It's Connexus for Children's Vision, and go to WRVA.com to read more about it, and if you're so inclined, to make a donation. Tim Gresham is the CEO of Connexus. Thanks for being with us today, Tim.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.